This is the Steve Gruber Show, bringing you the news and newsmakers that affect you most.
I want to live. I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give.
33 after the hour, as I mentioned, was in an event with Jeb Bush. He's on a three-day swing in Michigan, and you're probably going to see him more. As long as Michigan's in play, we're going to see all of these folks. And so at the Lincoln Day dinner for Clinton and Ingham counties last night, a packed room, by the way, about 600 people, maybe a little bit more, in attendance to hear the governor make remarks on where he thinks we are as a nation, where we should go. It started with respecting our military and veterans and so forth. Here's an excerpt from the comments last night.
We need to support our veterans. It is tragic to see how the Veterans Department is operating today. It's scandalous. Giving veterans more choices to decide where they want their care to be administered ought to be front and center, the highest priority of this Congress. We need to protect the homeland because these new asymmetric threats are real. What's going on in the Middle East is real. It isn't just destabilizing the region. It is destabilizing the world. These are barbarians. Islamic terrorism wants to destroy Western civilization, plain and simple. And so we need to protect the homeland, which means we need to reauthorize the Patriot Act, for sure. And we need to establish the relationships that have created order and security and stability in the world, starting with Israel. My goodness, to be able to ruin a relationship that has created security is one that doesn't work. The Arab countries that now have no sense that the United States has their back, we need to restore the relationships there. We need to restore the relationships with Europe and encourage them to be part of their own national defense, as we see Russia now engaged in parts of the world that they shouldn't be doing. We need to engage in Asia again to deal with the threat of China. And we need to stop offending our closest friends and neighbors, most particularly Canada. It's really hard to imagine how you can screw up a relationship with the largest trading partner and the closest country that we have and our strongest ally in every way, but we've done it.
Thank you.
Restoring these relationships truly matters. And so the next president has that. And I would add that it's not just about security in the world. It's also about supporting the values that we hold dear. The simple fact is that there's a persecution going on in this world today, and there's no one crying out to say enough. But for us, who is going to cry out and support the Christians that are being persecuted in Iraq or in Nigeria? The persecution of Jews in the Middle East and in Europe. The United States needs to stand tall for the values that we believe in. And if we do that, we'll create a more secure world. I know for a fact that the next president, if we want to restore America's greatness and security, I know for a fact it cannot be Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
It cannot be Hillary Clinton. Here's the deal. She's been riding shotgun for 4 years. She'll try to do the Heisman on the president's policies. I can already see it. She's going, well, I wasn't there when all this happened. It started in the first term when we pulled back and disengaged in the world. And Hillary Clinton was front and center as it relates to the reset in Russia, or taking credit for the great work that happened in places like Libya. It's her policies as well, and we will hold her to account.
All right. Yeah.
I will tell you, I honestly believe we're at the potential of the greatest time to be alive in this country. I honestly believe it. The amount of innovation that is taking place in this country, the extraordinary nature of technology giving us the potential to live lives of purpose and meaning we can't even imagine. I've got a grandson named Jack, who's about 5 weeks old, and I read an article, the day he was born, I read an article that said, from a researcher that said, it's likely that children born now will live till they're 130 years old. And it's not as crazy as you might think. 130 years because we're going to cure diseases. We're going to have the ability to solve so many problems. But in order for us to get to the point where all of this disruptive technology and innovation is our friend, we have to create high sustained economic growth where more people have a chance at earned success. So what do? We got to change how we tax, how we regulate, fix a broken immigration system that is truly a drain instead of an economic driver as it could be, embracing the energy revolution in our midst and celebrating its success rather than trying to push it back and make it harder for consumers to benefit and for the reindustrialization of our country and allow manufacturing to grow again here in the heartland and many other places, fixing our entitlement systems. If we do these things, we'll grow at 4% per year again. It's not an idle thought. It's not a dream that's impossible to imagine. We can be the first country in the world to go from developed status, which is basically a recognition of ultimate decline, to being an emerging country again, young, dynamic, and aspirational again. But we have to fix these things, and it's going to require leadership. It's going to require the kind of leadership where we actually bring people together again. Republicans can win if we have a hopeful, optimistic message, if we give people a sense that it's not just idle chatter, that it's about leadership fixing these things, and that we campaign in places where Republicans haven't been seen in a while. Go on the college campuses, into the barrios across this country, going to talk to African Americans in churches and talk about school choice to give them the same power that other people don't have, that other people have. We need to go to the places where the voters are. There are a whole lot of conservatives, they just don't know it yet. And if we do that, we will win. And if we win, we need to bring the country together again. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of presidents and other political leaders pushing people down to make themselves look better. Always explaining why they can't do things. It's as though the dog ate their homework each and every day. And the divide in our country is quite dangerous. So here's my pledge if I go beyond the consideration to being an actual candidate. I will do it with joy in my heart.
Yeah.
I will do it because I love this country and I believe our future is brighter than what we have today. And I will do it trying to draw people towards our cause rather than trying to divide us as a nation. I hope you want that kind of candidate going forward. I hope that you get involved as committed conservatives and Republicans to support candidates that once again believe that the future of this country is worth fighting for. Thank you all very much.
And there you have it. Remarks from Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida. He was the governor of Florida from 1999 to 2007. Of course, his brother was president. His father was president. His father, the last Republican to carry the state of Michigan in a presidential election year. I thought his remarks were interesting and worth hearing, and that's why we shared them with you here this morning. You can judge for yourself. But we don't want another Bush in the White House. Well, that may be true. I can see your point of view, a little Bush fatigue. However, what is the alternative? Consider the alternative on the other side. If Jeb Bush is nominated, what is the alternative at that point? Something for you to consider on this Free for All Friday. The phone number 888-900-9966. What do you think?